wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, nigga. Let's get this fucking money.
Fire it up. Welcome to the Wakey Bakey Podcast. With me, your host, Eddie De Niro, and my man over here, Super Mario.
You know it, baby. One and only.
We got new fun with sounds.
You're gonna love them all, baby.
Till YouTube fucking starts shutting shit down.
Hopefully it won't.
Then we'll just edit them out and go on about our business.
Appreciate all the love. As long as you guys just show us love and, you know, keep us good.
That's right. Good. So the first episode just came out this week, and the numbers are looking really nice. Way better than I thought they would. I didn't think anybody would check it out. So thank all you guys for that.
Love.
Y'all the bomb. All the suggestions we've heard, the emails, everything. Thank you. The comments.
Everything best.
The best. The subscriptions on YouTube. Thank you for that. We love it. Please keep it up. Please keep subscribing. Check out what we got coming up in the future.
Some giveaways.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some giveaways. Definitely. We'll be probably bringing that out in the next episode or two. We'll bring out a giveaway. Start getting people fucking watching that way.
Hell yeah. Get you some good giveaways. Bongs, swags, rigs, honey badgers, whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever Eddie got. Eddie De Niro, whatever he's got in his little baggie will be the giveaways. You know what I mean?
I wish we had honey badgers to give away.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Don't worry. We might. Hey, who knows? We might keep
it fingers crossed. Honey badger people, pay attention to this.
Yeah, pay attention. All your honey badger lovers, pay attention. All your wax lovers, your dad, you know, all you guys, you know, pay attention. You're going to love it.
That's right.
Promise you.
So what do we got going here today?
So this is the Duchess. We got the Duchies, whatever. You know, we got the one that says the sweet.
This is the sweet.
The sweet, yeah. How you like it?
They're pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
A hemp blunt, I like it.
All right, nice. What do we do right here? We ripped off the...
Uh-oh. Yeah, so, you don't know what's in there, but yeah. I mean...
Sorry, guys. You know, I can't read
That's what it is.
Can't read no...
There's no terps on nothing on that one. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't.
Hey, it's the luck of the draw, guys. Sorry about that.
That's right.
But hey, it's right there. They're good. They hit. They come with a little filter, right?
You get a two. It's a twofer pack. You know, you can't go wrong. You get two little. It's for good. It's good for a little buddy.
Yeah, like me, yeah. Little buddy. Oh yeah. So, hey, that's what's up. That means we're gonna spark up another one. See, that every time you guys hear a noise, we're gonna spark up a joint. Here it is. Now we're gonna do the. Which one's this one? G.
That's the Miss X right there.
Ooh, the Miss
GLP.
X.
GLP. Ooh. Probably my favorite brand out of everything that we've got coming around.
Is that right?
Out here in Las Vegas.
Is that right? It's one of my seconds.
Seconds?
Yeah, my first is, y'all should already know, Viva La Buds, baby. Best of the best, baby. That's all me. Love it. Super Mario, La Raza, Viva La Buds. Love them. Can't get enough of them.
That's the top of the peak, pinnacle right there.
That's my right there. I mean, I love them.
You can't get enough of them. You know what I mean? I've smoked many of those with you.
Is that hell yeah? The Bruce Banner.
They're never bad. Never. Always good.
Always. I love them.
The first thing I ever bought whenever I moved here to Vegas was GLP. It was a Face on Fire.
Nice. Oh. Okay. One of my favorite strains, yeah.
It's like a Bigfoot. You can't see them, they're hard to find. That strain, if you find it, it's very rare. I don't see it that often.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to look for it. When you see it, you got to get it.
Listen to them, guys.
The bomb, worth it. What do you think about that right there?
Ooh, that one tastes good. This one tastes real nice. Real nice. Ooh, nice and sweet.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, yeah, see, joints run good. Sometimes don't get it wrong. Sometimes you'll get your good ones. Sometimes you won't get your, you know, ones that run. But hey, it's the luck of the draw. It's all a gamble. We just gamble.
Today we bring out the Davray.
What? De Niro?
Oh, shit. Boy, before I even said anything, you started coughing.
Oh, shit. You got me excited.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. Later on, we're going to bust this bad boy out and take some dabs for you guys.
Oh, shit.
Show you how we do it.
I like my shirt. Fuck.
Yeah, I like that.
Hell yeah.
I'm getting used to it. It's not so much of a red nightmare anymore.
Yeah, I got to have my Super Mario clothing, you know.
It's just a bad, wet dream now. That's all. Just a bad, wet dream.
Ooh, all right. Ooh, and I love them. My favorite ones. Hell yeah. So how you doing today, Eddie De Niro?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying this little... Oh my god, I'm enjoying this
see?
Little
talk about I was coughing this shit.
There's a little Miss X here.
I'm right.
Yeah, my week's been pretty good so far. Just going to the heart doctor stuff, you know.
All right.
Taking care of all that, waiting around. You gotta hurry up and wait. It's always a hurry up and wait with the doctors.
Fuck.
That's how the medical industry works here in the state, lovely state of Nevada.
Damn, fuck
but,
it.
I mean, it is what it is. You gotta do what you gotta do. So yeah. In the meantime, just making the best of it.
Take care of yourself.
Doing what I got to do until I got more doctor's appointments. Smoking hella weed with you, my friend.
Of course. Loving it. Love it. We got to take care of you. We got to take care of you, Eddie. You know? Hell yeah. We're going to watch it. You know what I mean? Drink nothing but water. Stay out here in this desert. Stay, you know what I mean? Stay healthy.
Yeah, I've been cutting the sodas. And
good shit.
Eating a lot of veggies.
Good shit, man. I'm proud of you, man. Hey,
sticking with the green stuff.
Hey, the greens and the greens, you know what I mean? Stuff. Like Popeye, right? The spinach and shit, the green shit. Nah, I'm proud of you, Eddie. We're all proud of you, man.
I'm not eating just all the weed. I smoke it.
Oh, yeah.
I eat some of it, but I smoke most of it.
Yeah, we got to smoke. Hell yeah.
Just to clarify there, the other greens. Oh,
got the bomb.
There's the other one, too.
Yep. And tonight we got the MPX, the Dark Knight. Really nice, too.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're going to check that out.
Hell yeah.
We got that loaded up in the bong over there?
You got it already loaded. Nice. Yep. Loaded already, ready.
Here, whenever we get that one done, we'll try to get into that, see what happens.
It's nice, nice. I'm liking it. All right.
So what's been going on with you, my friend? How's your week been?
You know me, same old, just working, you know, driving, you know.
Doing what you got to do.
Doing what I do, smoking weed, like you say, you know what I mean? Hell yeah. The other day, I got a flat tire. Fuck, man.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, man. And then this weather fucking sucks, homie.
Dude, the wind. Okay, if you're not from Las Vegas and you don't live here, the wind today is like gusting up to almost 50 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy shit. You can't even see the strip downtown. It's completely covered with dust.
Wow. No, yes. Nasty, nasty.
Ugly shit.
No, so yeah, like I said, a couple days ago, I got my flat tire, man. Oh. Fucking, man, it sucked, man. This weather, like I said, it was hot. But
so you're out there having to change it by yourself?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Good thing I had
the beautiful ladies came by to help you out.
Imagine.
I can't.
The best part of a movie.
Right?
No one came to help me out. I'm out there with my Jag, you know, the little.
Letters to Penthouse.
And then what pisses me off is I got the little X one. I don't know if you guys got that one, but the fucking, that one sucks. The one with the little, you know what? Fuck, that grabs my gears, man. The one with the little X, and then you got to use it. Yeah, man, it was bad, you know what
with
I mean?
The little X? I'm confused.
It's like the Jack that's like a little X that goes up.
Oh, you don't
that.
Like those?
No, those are the hardest ones. I like the old school that like the mechanics have that you just go and pat, pat, pat up and down. That's it, homie. You know what I mean? You know, my dad recipe used to have one of those. No, the one that come in these cars nowadays, they're little X's.
I know what you're talking about.
Those fuck, man. Those how I hate those jacks, man. If you guys have those jacks, throw those motherfuckers and get you a new one.
Yeah, you gotta get a better one.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I bought my wife's car, we had a flat one time.
Right.
Right outside of fucking Lake Mead over here.
Wow.
We had been out at the lake fucking hanging out. We come back and that motherfucker gets flat. And all those roads out there, you know, they're fucking windy and up and down. And we're fucking right. There's no place to pull off to the side.
Okay.
So we're like right halfway in the middle of the fucking road.
Fuck, see.
And we bust the thing open and that's the jack she's got.
See? So you know what I mean. I'm telling
Fortunately,
you.
This cool-ass motherfucker came by. I don't know what his name was. If you happen to be watching this podcast and you remember this back last summer, he helped me out. Totally. He was like, check this out, man. He pulled up like behind, popped this big-ass fucking jack out. He changed it like he was a fucking pit crew, like a one-man pit crew.
Look at that.
Yeah. Fucking, it was nuts. Give the motherfucker
$10. Well, hey, not
Thanks,
bad.
Thanks, bro. He was like, I'll follow you in town just to make sure you know everything's good.
Yeah.
Fucking badass.
Badass. No, well, you had luck that day.
We went straight out. Fucking one of the nicest guys I ever met.
Cool. No. See, you had luck that day. God was on your side. No, mine was fucking. I was by myself. Good thing it was my day off, though. It was, you know, I was on a Saturday. You know what I mean? It was my day off, so. You know what I mean? But still, man, it's
not rushed, but still not something you want to deal
with. Exactly. Like I said, you know what I mean? Yeah, but now that you say, now I got to go invest me in a good jack. So now I'll go buy you guys a good jack. You know what I mean? Yep, get you a good jack. True. I bet you now after that, your wife and said, you don't go, you got a good jack. Now you got the same one.
No, we still got that same piece of shit.
See what I mean? Yeah, so you see, that's another lesson. We don't learn from our mistakes. Fuck it.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because I haven't bought the loot. I still got that piece of shit in my car right now, too. Fuck it. You know, but.
You know what I did do? We went out and bought 4 brand new tires.
Yeah, you know, that's what I got to do.
4 brand new tires. Fuck it.
Fuck it. That's what I got to do. So, you know what I mean? I got to do 4 brand new tires. So, hey, if you guys need to recommend any tire shops or anything, let me know. Hit me up. Let us know. Good tires, you know, cheap, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so
always remember, we got the email, wakeybakeypodcast@gmail.com. You can always send us mail there. People are already starting to send us mail there. Did you know that?
Yep, all the love. Like I said, we're getting all the love to you guys. You know what I mean?
It was badass. Yep, I didn't expect to get emails or have any of the cool shit that when this first episode came out. It was pretty fucking cool.
No, yeah. Like I said, yeah. We thank you guys. Thank you guys, the fans, everybody.
You know, thank you.
Yep, thank you. 2 thumbs up to all you guys. You guys are all, you know, good people.
Can you spit it out there? How you doing over there with that?
Oh, that GOP is nice.
The GOP is nice. These are the full grammars, too.
Ooh, yeah.
That's not that 0.5 or anything like that. You know, they got the little small ones sometimes. My favorite is when they put 2.5s in there. Oh, why don't you just roll one big one? What are we trying to accomplish here? You know what I mean? One for now, one for later. What about 2 for now and none for later?
Hey, but you know, talking about the GOP has some little Miss X ones. You guys don't like the little Miss X ones? Those little baby J's?
Those rock. One of those will get me stoned.
See, and those are good for your little break,
that's a,
right?
That's a third of a joint right there.
Yeah, and then like I said, we used to use those for, we used to be going on our breaks. I mean, yeah, they're really good for, you know, for you guys to smoke them.
Yeah, if you're in a short crunch on time, you got to be somewhere like 15 minutes or whatever. You could do that.
Yeah, you could. Easy. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? I used to, real good, little quickies. In and out, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
They're little quickies.
You know about those little quickies, don't you, baby girl?
My best ones, I'm number one at quickies. That's all I do. Way. In and out and I'm out.
He's a walking quickie.
That's it. Walk 2 minutes, maybe even 3.
God damn. Oh my that's God. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, man. Those GOP baby J's are good. You know what I mean? They also have the Cannavator ones that are the motivator ones, baby. God. Those are really, really good.
I like those motivators.
You like those better than the baby? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I like those motivators just because me and you, we can smoke one of those.
Oh. Nice, guys.
You fucked up.
Nice, homie. Yeah, real nice.
I remember one day we smoked one of those when we were going to a meeting. And fucking, we got almost up there to the meeting. I started having fucking heart palpitations and shit, which might have actually been my heart for real.
But
I think it was the weed because I was like, oh fuck, I can't go in there. I can't go into this meeting. And then fucking hand me the joint back and I hit it a couple more times. Fuck, I'm even more stoned now. I walked in, I was good to go, ladies and gentlemen. I was cool. They never had a clue.
Hey, you know what the funny thing is? I remember that day. That's the day we almost crashed too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the roundabout.
See? Yeah, man, we were smoking so we was driving.
I can't drive on roundabouts.
Especially when he's loaded off of 2 motivators. Oh my God. They were ridiculous. They were good though, but like I said, we almost crashed on the roundabout.
That was a super limit OG. Oh my God.
Yeah, I can't believe you got good memories for that. Well, of course, you almost crashed. Oh. Kill us. Of course, he would remember that day and everything.
Yes, my life flashed before my eyes.
Exactly.
And you know what? As long as I've been alive, it wasn't that long. You know, it just
booming an instant like that.
Yeah, huh? It was quick.
Hey, but good thing we went back to the thing. We had our joints there. We had everything. Right? You know what I mean, so everything was good.
It worked out. It was a good day.
Nice.
Nobody got crashed. Nobody got ran off the road.
Nobody got hurt. We're still here. Thank you, Lord.
Basically, we just told the whole fucking world how we got stoned and fucking almost crashed on a roundabout. Oh, well. That's the beauty of this podcast. You never know what you're going to get.
We don't know. You know,
how you doing over there?
I'm doing good, actually. I'm choking a lot on this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what that good shit will do to you. It makes you cough.
You're right. Damn, that shit make you choke. Fuck. Yeah, you even got to take a little sip.
Yeah, you got to get a little water every now and again with the GLP. Yeah. It'll get to you.
Hell yeah. So you like the motivators then, right?
Oh, yeah. The motivators are cool. Nice.
What about White Label? You like those?
Have we smoked a lot of those?
Actually, we have. Yeah. We've got a lot of good ones of those. Yeah. See?
I don't really remember.
See that, and that's what I try to say. Sometimes, you know, we smoke so much weed. Like, we work in the industry and we smoke so much weed. Don't get me wrong. Like, we remember some shit. We don't remember some shit. Like, we fucking stoners to the fullest. Like,
oh,
Like, I'm 30. How old are you?
How old are you? Better question.
I'll be more honest about my age than you probably will.
No, you know, I'm
you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Oh, whoa. Oh, I was like, yeah, okay, you guys are ready. Okay.
I'm 37. You're really 37?
Yeah, I'm 37.
Because for the last 2 years that I've known you, I thought you were 35. Fucking 2 years.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Hey, I appreciate that.
Every time I hear you say something, that's what you always tell people, right?
Yeah.
See how I do? I just bust his secrets on here, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn, now you gotta know. Yeah, I'm 37, so like 37. I said.
I am the big brother, huh?
Yeah, you're the big brother.
Yeah, man. I got you. I'm 48 on that one.
Oh, 48. See, yeah, nice. See, hey,
11 cool. years on you right here, little buddy.
Hey, beautiful.
That's why you get to be the little buddy.
The little buddy. Like I said, I'm the little buddy. And like I said, you don't even look it either. Look at you. You're looking healthy. You look clean. You look nice. I mean,
And I lived hard, too.
And I believe you. Hey, he's lived hardcore life, homie.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I've lived pretty hard.
I believe you, too. You can see it in your. You can see it in you. You know what I mean? You can just see it on people. You know what I mean? You can tell when.
It'll come about someday.
Yeah, yeah. You can tell sometimes when people, when you see them, you know what I mean, how they are. And right off the bat, you could, if you have that good intuition about someone, you know what I mean?
Hard living man.
You know. But, you know, you're a good guy, man. You're good. Hell yeah. How do you do it? Your little sign? Rock on, Eddie. There you go.
You gotta get your horns up. You gotta learn this. There you go. Ooh, look at him.
I did it, homie. That's Eddie's little move right there. Yeah. Ready? Ooh, Eddie De Niro. Hell yeah.
You're learning. Hope for you yet. We'll get you turned around.
Almost there, guys. We're almost there. Yep. Keep hope for me.
That's right. I don't know if there's hope for you.
I don't think there might be.
No, there's not. Nah. That's the beauty of it.
You
know, we need some music.
Hey, well, what's up? What you got? Show them what you got.
Check this out. I got a little music today for everybody. Here we go.
That's nice. So what else you do? Eddie, tell me what else you do with the music or what?
I do a lot of things with the music.
Nice.
I got a solo country project that I do.
Okay, tell them you're in a band.
I got another band, Nova Drone. It's like a studio thing that I do.
Hell yeah.
Which is like a rock industrial thing.
Cool.
One of our good buddies, Oscar, he just recorded some shit with me on that.
Nice. Can't wait to hear that. Show nothing but love for that guy.
Coming out probably early next year.
Nice. Can't wait.
And then I always got different stuff going on.
Good shit, man. I like to hear all
like
that
all the music that you hear on here. This is all me. I do all this.
Ooh, see, letting you guys know. Beautiful.
That way, keep it in house. Nice. That way, nobody can turn around and say, "Oh, I own that. You owe me money."
Oh, nice.
You
know? Nice.
We don't owe nobody money.
Nice. Okay. I love it, man.
Gotta be smart about these things.
See, that's why I'm the little buddy. He's the big buddy. See, you guys want to know? He's the smart guy.
Gotta be smart about these things.
I'm just a
fool in love. Right?
Lost in love
with Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. We got the munchies too.
Oh shit. Where's the food?
Oh shit.
I'm on a diet now. I can't do that anymore. I know. I gotta be like serious about shit now.
Hey, you know what? We're gonna take a diet.
I can't even think about
food
and fucking calories to come back.
Hey, you know what? Well, that's what we're gonna do. That's gonna be my pledge to you. I'm gonna be on a diet with you. You know what I mean?
Are you even eating a lot of salads like me?
Of course, I've been doing that. I know people know me. I know they know I eat salads and shit.
Y'all hear this right here. We're gonna be some skinny fucks.
Oh yeah, we are. They're gonna look at us and go, damn.
Some skinny fucks.
Oh, I love it. Can't wait. Keep it tuned. We're gonna lose a lot of weight, guys. I promise.
That's right.
Now I'm gonna hit the bong. You guys ready? Nice bong, Eddie's bong. Beautiful. Like I said, the MPX, the Dark Knight. Right now it has a lot of 25% THC. Hell yeah, the myrcene is right now at 5.
You know, I could just smell the terpenolene and then I knew it was
in
there.
Man, I wish you guys could smell it, man. It's really, really good. Nice.
It smells all piney and whatnot. Oh my God.
You guys ready? You guys using lighters or you guys using torch? Whatever you guys like to use. What do you like to use?
I'm
to spark
cool
up
with,
anything?
You know. You got this, but it's a little bit of an overkill, you see.
You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, whatever you got, homie, spark it up with.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Because sometimes that's all I've got. If all my lighters go out, all I got's a torch. You got to do what you got to do, you know? I've used an electronic stove to light joints before. You ever done that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
This is Mr. Terpenling face over here. How you doing,
you
little
mean,
buddy?
I'm good. What you mean, Mr. Perlini? This is a sativa one right here. Look at that. Ooh,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know what I was in there. I didn't look at the numbers were really high. I think it was like 27% or some shit. Yeah, that's why I bought that.
Exactly.
Plus, beautiful. Two, I know that when it's GLP, it can't go wrong.
No, it's always good. It's like Viva La Buzz. They're always good. You know what I mean? Yep. Everybody has, you know, their favorite, you know, at the end of the day, whatever you like, you know.
That's probably our two right there.
Exactly.
That's our main ones. It would be really cool if they would give us like a little sponsorship or something.
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be badass.
Just like wax, what's your favorite wax?
Ooh.
We're going to learn.
That's tough because I really like the Virtue, but the GLP, man, hey. That rosin.
Always does it, doesn't
it's
it?
It's there.
Nice.
It's on point. Hopefully you ever smoked that?
I have.
Oh, man.
Before, yeah, hell yeah. Out of my Honey Badger, I love it.
Yeah I've hit it out of the Honey Badger before. Ooh. That's how me and a buddy did
with
it.
The purple rain.
Oh, my God.
I love that one.
I didn't even cough.
No?
Not at all.
What?
I thought it was going to get in my lungs like it usually does.
Yeah.
No.
And would you smoke out of the Badger, too?
Yeah.
Out of the purple rain?
Yep.
You all know right. It. Well, just so you guys know, that's what Eddie calls his tight ass Honey Badger purple rain because it's beautiful later.
Yeah, and I love Prince. I love Prince. I would be Prince's bitch.
I bet you would.
I would suck Prince's dick.
No, don't say
that. Oh, should I not?
Oh. Oh, no, wrong button. I'm sorry.
Wrong button. We're going into the wrong thing there. Don't keep hitting it over. See what happens when you smoke fucking weed? So when you keep hitting it, it keeps playing. So that's our intro music to our next segment, which is really a new segment.
Perfect.
I guess we're gonna do it now.
I guess we just
fucking works. Yeah, hey, whatever.
I had a cut, but he was gonna say, "That's my boy." We cut it. Bleep, bleep. That was a.
Getting crazy for a second.
Yeah,
there.
It was getting crazy. So
I'll do that from time to time.
Yeah, of course. Okay, and I gotta stop him from sometime, you know, because he's my boy. But yeah, right. So
today. We got a new segment.
Is that right?
Let me know. I'm about to just fucking wreck your brain with some shit.
We're going to...
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I don't know if you are.
Let's check it out. You guys ready? Let's hear it.
I think whenever I get done with this one, this is Conspiracy Corner. This is our new little thing. You want conspiracies? I got conspiracies for you. What? I'm going to start this off.
Is that what you guys want? You guys want to talk about that? Let's do it.
That's right. If whatever you got to say, if you disagree with me and what I'm saying or whatever, I don't care. Send me an email.
Leave comments, whatever you guys want to do. You know what I mean?
However you want to do it.
Yeah,
let us know. Here. We're nice and open and transparent.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Really transparent. Like we just keep this shit completely open. Ain't that right, little buddy?
That's right. If you have something to tell Eddie, you know, Eddie De Niro, just leave us a message. You know what I mean? And we'll read it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're not worried about anything. I don't really care.
We take all suggestions. We love it. You know what I mean? Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Agree, disagree. But, we love you. You know what I mean? Stoners, we love it. So yeah, so what? Let's mind rape me then.
All right. With an intro like that, you can't go wrong.
Hell nah. And you got to.
Tonight is going to be in the form of a book recommendation, I guess.
Okay.
Something that I've read, something that I think all stoners should read. As a stoner, it's almost like a rite of passage, I would say.
Let me know. Let us know. Tell us, Eddie De Niro.
So I read this book a few years back. I own it. It's somewhere in my collection. I was going to pull it out, but I couldn't find it today. It's by this guy named Zachariah Sitchin.
Right.
And the name of the book is called The 12th Planet.
Wow.
And you're probably like, 12th Planet? That's kind of weird. It is kind of a strange name for a book. But he explains in there his whole situation of what he's talking about and what's going on. And pretty much the long end of it is aliens came here to the planet.
Wow.
So... what do you think? Do you think there's gods or are gods aliens?
Well, I think there's aliens. I believe there's aliens. I believe there's more planets, right? I believe there's a God, you know, whether he's an alien or not, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's something out there. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. Whether it's named Jesus, whether it's not.
right.
You know.
Jesus Cristo?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. Him. You know, whether you believe or not, you know, there's something out there for everybody to.
I don't want to give the book away, but it's a good read, definitely. Okay. Mind-bending.
All right, nice. We'll have to check it out.
You can get it online for free. You can read it. You probably can just find it online on a website and read through it.
Perfect, okay.
It's an interesting read, I think. Like I said, all stoners should probably read it. It definitely made the Bible a lot more interesting to me as a book.
Nice.
After reading that book.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stories came from, they're in the Bible, in the beginning of the Bible.
Yeah.
Or the Sumerian text, and that's what this is.
Wow, look at you.
All about the Sumerian text.
We got smart on that ass for you guys.
That's right.
What the weed does. So like I said, every episode will be different. We don't know. Some can be, you know, smart. Some can be funny. Some can...
I like to read from time to time.
That's good. And I don't, so I don't give a I mean,
cool. You know, so, not everybody does.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Some of us are readers and some of us are not.
It is what it is. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly. It is what it is. Yeah. But I mean, if you wanted to check it out, it's definitely, yeah, there's a lot of stuff about it.
We're going to have to check it out.
Definitely go in and check it out. Yeah. I found it very interesting. It changed my whole prospect on life.
Nice. You know? So what you believe? You believe in aliens or you don't? What you tell me now?
I don't know what I believe in.
Well, you got to believe in something.
You really don't. See, part of me is nihilist and I don't believe in anything.
So you're like an atheist at the same time, too.
Yeah. But then again, at the end of the day, I mean, like, it's all so intelligent by design.
Right.
Something has to be out there. There's got to be something greater than, you know, what we are.
Exactly. And then, like I said, there's been, it's funny because now I have a lot of people sending me videos on my TikTok. I also got a TikTok, you know, Super Mario 619. Follow me on there too. Send me your videos too if you want.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of people sending me videos about the aliens and all the conspiracy people. Uh-huh. It's the funniest shit, man. I can't stop, you know what I mean?
It gets way out of control.
But it gets way deep.
But sometimes that's what's fun about it. You know what I mean?
It's what's fun because at the end of the day, it's a rabbit hole that you can never.
Right.
You can't prove it.
You can't not prove it.
It is what it is. It's fun too. That's what I said. At the end of the day,
I love it too.
That's why.
Baked out of my fucking mind. And reading some shit that freaks me out. Oh my god, is this fucking real?
There's aliens? Like, is the world flat? You guys believe that the world is, you heard about that one or what?
Yeah, I don't believe in that. I'm not a flat earther. We probably just pissed a lot of people off with that.
I think there's not a lot of them. Well, I think that a lot of people think the world is flat now. They lied to us ever since elementary. They did lie to you about a lot of shit.
But I mean, that's,
you think that the world is flat?
I don't think that the world is flat. I think we've been to space. I think we've proved that. We got satellites. I don't think that's a little far-fetched for you.
Yeah. Okay. That one, I agree with you on that one too. You know what I mean?
But I will believe in some fucking ludicrous shit now. Don't get me wrong. I'll believe in some crazy shit.
All right, pass the ball. Let me hit it. What you believe? We don't want to keep
going. But that could be like five shows all right here in one.
We
got to space it out. We got to go slow with this.
Okay.
And also on our little conspiracy corner here, I'm going to introduce my buddy to you. I'm going to put Jack on you.
Nice.
Jack will tell you about some shit too.
Okay.
Jack's a very knowledgeable motherfucker. I like Jack.
We'll have a couple guests on here too.
Yeah.
And
if there's anybody else out there that would love to come on and smoke weed with us and talk conspiracy theories, you could come on Conspiracy Corner too. We would love to have you guys here, homie.
Shoot us an email.
We'll get it all set up. You can come hang out.
Call us live or something.
Call us live, man. We're on the radio every night.
I'm just playing. Hold on. We're not there.
This fool's on the radio every night. Every night in his mind, he's on the radio.
I just fucking shot.
That's just how he is. You can't worry about it, you know.
It's the weed.
I need to smoke a little more if it'll do that to me, right?
So what is this?
Tell me a little bit more about this real quick.
Okay, this is the Dark Knight, you know what I mean? Really nice. MPX. Smells real good. Like I said, it's got a lot of mercy right now. It's got like six. Oh, these little shades on the see good. Oh yeah, hell yeah. Terpenoline too. Look at that. Yeah, that's a big hit. Ooh. That's for all you right there.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, check it out. Go to your hell yeah.
That is wow.
Like it?
That's something else. Yeah, Tastes good, huh? Nice. Wow.
Show them what you got show them your diamonds. You like diamonds? Tell you guys, everybody out there, you guys like diamonds or what?
We got the New Woo diamonds right here. Which I think this is the... It's so fucking smoky in here, I can't even see. It's a space ghost.
Shout out to that.
So we got the space ghost right here.
Hell yeah.
And some diamonds.
Nice.
And then we also got some MPX here. And this, I believe, is the blueberry.
MPX flower and MPX weed.
Blueberry fucking diamonds. Oh my God, look at that.
Sorry.
Hey, baby girl, will you marry me?
Will you marry me, baby girl? All day.
This will last us for about 10 minutes.
Oh, I love it. I mean... Yeah, cause look, we bring it to you. You got the MPX, and I got the MPX flower. See,
so but you know what
comes together.
It does.
It really does. Look at that. The great like Mike thinking like he brought that
peanut
and I brought
butter.
The weed. Ain't that that's beautiful?
But you know what? I think for this episode, we're gonna run out of time. We're gonna have to put it over on the next episode.
All right.
I think it's good to keep these about half hour.
Okay, perfect.
That way, it keeps everybody enticed.
Nice.
Always leave them wanting more.
Ooh, you hear that, guys?
Yeah,
you guys wanting more.
Always leave them wanting more
all the time.
So cool. We're going to save that for the next time. That's going to be within a little episode of itself, I think, right? It should be. How we dab. Everybody dabs a little different.
Yeah, I'll explain. Yep.
Yeah, well, so I really want to go through the process with that a little bit. You know, maybe how I, I do it, how you do it, you know, how we do it.
Exactly. Everybody has their different ways. And
yeah,
at the end of the day, we don't want to hurt on no one's way. Everybody's way is
different.
Cool.
They got a different way, you know. And in fact, send us emails. Tell us how you fucking do it.
Yeah. Maybe you want to come and show us, different. You know, yeah. Teach us and shit. Yeah, you know, yeah, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Come on the show and fucking we could take some dabs. Yeah, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, because we like to cold start.
You know, that's one way.
That's one way. You know, we do all this. Like at the end of the day, we smoke all of it. We like it all. You know what I mean? Bongs. Like I said, we even did the blunts. Ooh, we do joints. That's right. You know, at the end of the day.
Dirty little whore. dirty little whore.
Oh, my God.
All right. It's time. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Hey, peace and love, guys. We love all you guys.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Play, son.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that shit tastes so good.
Was it the Dark Knight? What are we talking about? Batman Knight. Here?
Yep. Doing that Batman, you know how it is, baby.
Ooh.
Wow. Hell yeah. Choking right there, buddy.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Oh,
that put me down right there.
Nice. That did it. Bongs do it. Oh. Love it. All day. Best of the best, baby. All day.
Love y'all.